and soul of everyone. That same Lord has placed his hand on your hair, on your heart, and promised to take full responsibility for you. The Lord repeatedly told that all your spiritual and worldly responsibilities are on him. He knows what's best for you. So please surrender yourself to the Lord and live happily. O Mother, go and quickly cook for Krishna. Let all the devotees honor the Lord's remnants and be happy. Everyone hankers to relish the food cooked by you. If you fast, then Lord Krishna will fast. Quickly cook now various palatable offerings for Krishna. I too have a great desire to eat food cooked by you. Now this works. Hearing the words of Nityananda, Mother Sachi forgot her separation and quickly went off to cook. The most pious Mother Sachi cooked various offerings for Krishna. After offering them, she gave the remnants to Nityananda Swarup. Then Sachi served the remnants to all the Vaishnavas. Finally, after pleasing everyone, she personally honored the prasad. When Mother Sachi ate after fasting for 12 days, the devotees became happy and satisfied. All the devotees, along with Nityananda Prabhu, jubilantly got ready to go and see Lord Chaitanya. You must know, the separation of these devotees were intolerable. Vishnupriya, I do not know if this will be described. Maybe it will not be described. No, it is for devotees of Lord Chaitanya, it is too painful. They have not described him taking sannyas here. They've just skipped it, bang. And they will also not describe Vishnupriya's situation. Vishnupriya could not go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because the laws of sannyas are that you are not allowed to see your previous wife from the previous ashram. And Vishnupriya was in such a separation that her eating became very functionally only. She would chant one round and then she would put aside one grain of rice. Then she would chant the other round and put another grain of rice aside. So altogether, she would eat only as much rice as she had chanted rounds. I really would like to see what this means. 120 grains of rice, how much it is. It must be something like a handful, isn't it? What would you think? Handful? So, that's all she ate. Remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all this time. Now for most of us this sounds very pathetic. Oh, I've entered into such a sad movement. Maybe that's why I'm not okay. But you have to know this is very deep secrets are in there. When someone is so close together with the Lord that he feels so has such a deep feeling for them, the Lord will appear to them. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed Mother Sachi that, Mother Sachi, you won't be separated from me. This is an illusory thing. You will always be together with me. You just think of me, and whenever you think of me, I will be there. And that Mother Sachi had said. There are many examples of great personalities. For instance, Shankaracharya's mother was very, very unhappy. She would not give her son the permission to take sannyas. And I believe he was also very young, 7 years or so, something like this. So Shankaracharya had to make a trick. He went one day into the waters of the... I don't know where they were, some river, and by his influence he created a crocodile who began to attack Shankaracharya, and the water was becoming red, and the mother was there almost fainting, and Shankaracharya, he called out, "Mother, I'm almost finished. Do you allow me now to take sannyas?" The mother was, what? We don't think about sannyas now. But then, yes, you can take sannyas. And when she said, the crocodile was gone. The mother said, "Now I have given you the permission to take sannyas, but it was a trick. There was no crocodile. It was all created by your influence." Shankaracharya said, "Mother, the crocodile of material existence was attacking me. It was not a trick. It is true." Said the mother, "but please give me a blessing that I can be together with you always." Shankaracharya said, "You just call for me." So when his mother was on the deathbed, dying, she felt she needed the help of her son, and she called his name, and Shankaracharya came and he helped her passing through this narrow gate, the gate of death. Yes, he helped her. Many times we see this, that great personalities will always remain. I've just read this morning that when Akrura took Krishna and Balaram out of Vrindavan, they stopped where the Yamuna was, and Akrura went to take Krishna and Balaram said they would. Krishna Balaram sent Akrura to take a bath in the Yamuna. There he saw Mahavishnu lying on Sankarshan. These were the forms of Krishna Balaram outside of Vrindavan. And Krishna Balaram just hopped from the chariot and walked back into Vrindavan. And Mahavishnu and Sankarshan came on the chariot as Krishna Balaram and went to Mathura. Madhava Muni is looking totally, "Wow, this is so special." Yes, the Lord will always stay with his devotees. This is his promise. So, yes, we hear about separation, but it's another form of meeting, another form of being together. So anyways, they became totally happy. Everyone ate what Mother Sachi cooked. Soon all the residents of Navadvip heard about the sannyas of Gaurachandra. Hearing the Lord's wonderful sannyas name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, everyone chanted. Hearing the Lord's wonderful sannyas name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, everyone chanted, "Hari Hari!"
Hari Hari!
And said, "May you be glorious." Even the atheists who previously criticized the Lord went to see him along with their families. They all repented. "We took birth as fools in Navadvip," the atheists are now speaking, "and unaware of the position of the Lord, we criticized him. Now let us go and take shelter of his lotus feet. Thus we will counteract all our offenses." The atheists want to also see Lord Chaitanya. People ran towards Shantipur in a lofty, joyous mood. No one could estimate how many people went. They soon reached Fulia and loudly chanted the names of Hari. The sound pierced the universe. Hearing the wonderful loud chanting of Hari, the Lord, the crest jewel among sannyasis, came out from his room. He incessantly chanted the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's very amazing. Lord Chaitanya did not stop. He always chanted this Maha Mantra. As tears of love constantly streamed from his eyes, all the people raised their hands and cried, "Save us! Save us!" Such were the wonderful pastimes of Gaurachandra. Beholding his enchanting face overwhelmed everyone with ecstasy. Then Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same Lord Ananta, arrived from Nadia. Excuse me. Along with many devotees. When the devotees headed by Srivas Pandit saw the Lord, they began to chant the names of Hari in ecstasy. All the devotees offered obeisances at the Lord's lotus feet and began to cry profusely. Lord Chaitanya embraced all the devotees as they were all as dear to him as his own life. The pathetic cries of the devotees purified the entire universe. Soon all the devotees began to sing the glories of the Lord. The Lord repeatedly shouted loudly, "Chant! Chant!" What can I describe about the sweetness of that loving exchange? The Lord raised his hands and jubilantly chanted, "Hari Hari!" The Lord's dancing was full of sweet wonder. Seeing his dancing, all the devotees merged in great happiness. They all filled with rapture, rapture means ecstasy, as they danced blissfully around the Lord. Somebody fell on someone, and someone caught hold of another. Someone held another's feet on his chest. Nityananda Prabhu, the abode of great effulgence, danced exuberantly around the Lord. Advaita Acharya danced and shouted loudly in ecstasy. Everyone tried to grab each other's feet. Any fortunate person who hears this will certainly receive the service of Gaurachandra's lotus feet. I do not know if you ever have made this experience in your spiritual lives, that when chanting the holy names loudly and in ecstasy, you begin to forget everything around you. I remember that we grew up like this. We had a castle in Germany. What is the meaning of a castle?
Dvoratz.
Yes, we had a Dvoratz. And in this Dvoratz, we were making every evening, every Saturday evening, when the Sankirtan devotees would return from their work distribution throughout Germany, they would come in this castle and would take a little prasadam, not too much, mostly soup and bread, and maybe sometimes one or two potatoes. And then we would dance and chant up till 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a very, very wonderful occasion where we would do this, and we would really feel no longer as part of this world. I remember after the kirtans, we had, especially we translator, had physical pain sometimes, because we would not, we would just sit and work all week, and then in the Saturday we had muscle pain like anything, and we couldn't sleep in the night because the muscles would have this spasm. You know? Have you ever had this? You feel like, when does this go away, this foolish pain, isn't it? Have you had this, Gauranga Sundara? Have you had this, Kishori? Yeah? This is not a pleasant feeling, isn't it? But you can just tolerate it. But still, I remember we felt so totally happy that our useless material bodies could be used in making a very deep spiritual experience. And I somehow had an idea yesterday evening which I wanted to present to you for your judgment. I I thought yesterday the atmosphere was very nice. It was spiritual. What do you think, Damodar Prem? It was spiritual.
Very spiritual.
And I would like to gradually increase this and make like a culture of the holy name, that we begin to chant 3 hours with taste, then 5 hours with taste, with ukost. This is important. It should be with ukost. And then 7 hours with ukost. And gradually increase with ukost. And then praying to Lord Chaitanya to give the ideas how we can do this so that everyone, even the new Tata and Maika who's there, can have ukost in this. We have to really think how to do this, how to create the proper atmosphere where the Lord will appear. I personally think this is what all of us should aspire for. Shishtikata and myself, we have understood in our lives that the chanting of the holy name is really Krishna, and although we cannot fully understand it at this moment, we want to make our lives, we want to arrange it in such a way that we can more and more understand it. So therefore we go in the Kartik time and we chant many more rounds than usual, because we, and I want to tell you, slowly, by making this a purpose of our life, some deeper, more taste comes. I want to suggest to all of you, why don't you, in your own ways, your individual persons, make this in your own way, that more taste comes. You have to figure it out, how you can do it. How does this sound, Mangala? We can try. I have no doubt that it will work, but you have to make an intelligent play. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, because then we are together with the Lord, and that's what we want. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was again united with his devotees and jubilantly performed Nam Sankirtan. Anyone who hears the story of this meeting will attain the treasure of Krishna Prem. Our problems are over, Kaishori. You have heard the story, so now there will be Krishna Prem. You have no more problems from today on. Dobro. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Now comes a very, very special leela. These leelas are now a little unknown. We are now in chapter 2 of the Antya Leela of Nityananda Charitamrita. This chapter is entitled Lord Nityananda Breaks Mahaprabhu's Sannyas Danda. After meeting the devotees, Sriman Mahaprabhu departed for Nilachal. He soon arrived on the bank of the river Suvarnarekha. The Lord and all the Vaishnavas took their bath in the crystal clear water of Suvarnarekha. The Lord thus made the river glorious. Sri Gaura Sundara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in human form, then proceeded towards Nilachal. Proceeded means he went in the direction of. Nityananda Prabhu, accompanied by Sri Jagadananda, was far behind Gaura Sundara. Now, we want to hear who's Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit was an associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In his previous incarnation, he was Krishna's beloved Queen Satyabhama. In his childhood, he stayed with Shivananda Sena and studied Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from him. He also learned the art of cooking from him. Oh. Shivananda Sena brought Jagannanda to Navadvip to meet the Lord. Since that meeting, he stayed at Navadvip and enjoyed playing and studying with the Lord. After the Lord took sannyas, Jagannanda accompanied the Lord to Neelachal. At Neelachal, he established the service of Sri Giridhari, that's a deity. By the order of the Lord, he would come to Navadvip to meet Mother Sachi. Breaking the pot of sandalwood oil, preparing the Lord's bed, and leaving for Vrindavan with some of his wonderful loving pastimes and services. And I think we all remember how Jagadananda had the feeling towards Lord Chaitanya, like Satyabhama, the beloved queen of Krishna, had the feeling towards Krishna, and he wanted to do some special nice service for Lord Chaitanya. In India, it is considered to be very pleasing to rub oil over your body. Somehow the heat makes the body a little dry and oil makes it fresh again. So he prepared in a long work, it took him long time, such a clay pot of sandalwood oil, the best sandalwood oil, which is very cooling when you put it on the head, especially here in this area you should put the sandalwood oil. So then Lord Chaitanya said, oh Jagadananda, I'm a sannyas and I cannot use oil, but it's very nice that you have made the oil. Now you should take the oil and bring it to Lord Jagannath, and there it can be used in his lights, and it will be very fragrant. Jagadananda understood, although Chaitanya had said in very soft words that he didn't want the oil, and he was angry like anything. He took the oil pot and he battered it bang on the steps of the staircase, and the oil went dripping all over. It was very, very expensive, this oil. And he just threw it away because he felt so horrified, so frustrated. And then he went into his room, closed it from behind, and lay on his bed and cried and started fasting. He was so frustrated. For 3 days he fasted and cried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew, oh no, what to do. He's so temperamental. What can I do now? He will die. So he had an idea. He went to the kitchen and to the door. Jagadananda was very softly. Jagadananda said, I'm not here. Jagadananda, I'm not here. Jagadananda. Jagadananda. Yes, I'm glad. I'm very hungry. You have not cooked anything. Please, you get up and cook. And you must know that when food is prepared by an angry cook, it enhances the taste. The taste becomes better. More taste. So you cook, and Jagadananda immediately, because he loved Lord Chaitanya, took a shower and then cooked. And then Chaitanya said, Jagadananda, I will only eat when you have eaten. No, I can't do this, my Lord. I will eat after you. What to do?
to.
No, you eat. No, after you. Three times Lord Chaitanya asked him to eat, and Jagadananda said, always after you. And Lord Chaitanya ate, and then he said, then he had an idea. All right, now Jagadananda, I will send Govinda Das, who will look while you are eating. He will look and he will read something to you. He will be with you. And he will tell me afterwards if you have eaten or not. And then Jagadananda had to eat. Very loving. So Lord Chaitanya went to Nilachal. At a short distance, Gaurachanda sat down, waiting for Nityananda Swarup to join him. Nityananda Prabhu was fully absorbed in ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya. All his dealings were like those of a madman. He roared loudly, "Wow!" And sometimes he cried. Sometimes he laughed and shouted loudly. He swam in the river Suvarnarekha and smeared dust all over his body. At times, out of love for the Lord, he fell to the ground so hard that people thought that his bodily limbs would break into pieces. Other times he danced according to his own sweet will. When he danced, the whole world seemed to shake. This is not at all astonishing for him, since he is non-different from Lord Anantadev. He has now incarnated in this world as Lord Nityananda. Everything is possible by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, in whose heart Lord Gaurachandra constantly resides. Leaving Nityananda at one place, Jagadananda went out for begging alms. See, Jagadananda had been entrusted to carry Lord Chaitanya's Tridanda. He gave the Sanya's Danda to Nityananda Swarup, saying, "Please keep the Lord's Danda very carefully. I'm going to beg alms and will return very soon." This is how devotees would live at that time. They would go to other people's houses and say, "We want to have something to eat." They would ask for alms. This is also how I used to live for 1 year in Germany. I was just begging at people's houses to get some everything, and we got everything. It was very easily possible. Still living. Somehow in India I feel strange doing it, because we have so much money and they have so little money, the people. It looks like a contradiction. Nityananda quickly took hold of the danda and sat down in an agitated mood. So he has the danda. Holding the danda in his hand, Nityananda began to laugh. Oh, this is a bad sign. He spoke directly to the danda. "Oh, danda, it's wrong that he that I carry in my heart is carrying you." Saying this, the most powerful Nityananda, Balaram, broke the danda into three pieces and threw them away. You can see here the Lord is. What if Lord Nityananda, if Lord Chaitanya finds out, this will be problematic. "Only the Supreme Lord knows his own desires. How am I to know why Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda?" Vrindavan Das Thakur said, "I don't know why he did it. Nityananda Prabhu knows the internal mood of Gaurachandra, and Sri Gaurachandra knows the heart of Nityananda. They're just like the two brothers, Sri Ram and Lakshman. Both of them know each other's heart. To teach devotional service, the one absolute truth has appeared in two forms. We can understand Gaurachandra simply by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Who else is more powerful than Nityananda Prabhu? Who can break the danda of Sri Chaitanya?" Sri Gaurachandra Sundara explains all these things in some way or the other, Anyone who understands this pastime in truth is easily delivered. The truth about it is let us see, maybe it is explained here and I shouldn't say it. After breaking the danda, Nityananda sat down peacefully. A short time later, Jagadananda returned. Seeing the Lord's danda broken into pieces, Jagadananda was struck with wonder. He became very worried within his heart. Jagadananda asked, "Who broke the danda?" Nityananda replied, "He who accepted the danda." The Lord himself broke his danda. Who else can break his danda? Hearing this reply, Jagadananda said nothing more. He picked up the broken pieces of danda and left at once. He went ahead where Sri Gaurasundara was sitting and placed the broken pieces in front of him. The Lord asked, "How did the danda break? You must have quarreled with someone on the way." Jagadananda Pandit narrated the whole incident to the Lord. He said, "The most sadly overwhelmed Nityananda broke this danda." Later, Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, "Tell me, why did you break my danda?" Nityananda replied, "I broke this bamboo stick. If you can't forgive me, then punish me as you like." The Lord said, "All the demigods are present within this danda, and you call it a bamboo stick? Who can understand the pastimes of Gaurasundara? If one understands them in a particular way, still they come out different. Anyone who claims he knows the heart of the Lord is certainly a fool. If the Lord wants to kill someone, he apparently shows warm affection for him. He displays indifference even to those who are equal to or dearer to him than his own life. Such are the inconceivable and incomprehensible pastimes of the Lord. Only a person favored by the Lord can understand them. In fact, the Lord, out of his own sweet will, broke the danda and became angry. The Lord said, 'This danda was the only possession I had left with me. But today, by the will of Krishna, that also has been broken. I think I'll travel on alone. So either you all go first, or else I'll go first.' Mukunda said, 'O Lord, you go first. We have some duties left to do. Then we'll follow you.' 'Dobro.' Saying this, Gaurasundara left like an invincible, ferocious lion. In only a few moments, the Lord reached the village Jaleshwara. Jaleshwara is a village situated in the district of Baleshwara in Orissa. He then visited the temple of Jaleshwara in that village. The servants and worshippers of Lord Shiva became astonished to see the Lord. They concluded that he was none other than Lord Shiva himself. Out of great jubilation, the Shaivites sang and played musical instruments with great enthusiasm, and the Lord danced in ecstasy." Here it is said that anyone who thinks he can understand the pastimes of the Lord is a great fool. So, when you understand it one way, there is another way. But by the mercy of the Acharyas, we hear one explanation, which I can remember, is that Lord Chaitanya came actually to teach the love of Godhead, which is spontaneous. Spontaneous love is not really impelled or induced by the rules and regulations. Sometimes, you know, devotees who follow the path of rules and regulations and do not develop love for Krishna, they may do their devotional service just out of the fear that if I don't follow these instructions, then I will not benefit. Such devotees will follow Krishna consciousness to benefit themselves, to get great elevation and great benedictions in their lives. But this, Lord Chaitanya says, such a devotion, he thinks, is very weak, because it is not real devotion to Krishna, it's devotion to myself. I am doing this so that I can benefit. Lord Chaitanya came to teach another form of devotional service. That is a devotional service where you only have the pleasure of Krishna in the mind. So this type of devotional service is the devotional service which is done in Braj, in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach this highest form of devotional service. So a good example of this is are the gopis. The gopis Krishna wanted to glorify the gopis, so he made a leela. He said, "I have a headache." Always said, "Narada Muni, you have a headache? Is it possible?" "Yes, I have a very strong headache." "Now what to do?" said Narada Muni. "I need medicine." "Yes, yes, but what medicine you need for your headache?" "It is very special. You are special, so the headache must be special." "Yeah, I need the dust from the lotus feet of my devotees. This is best." So that is, Krishna went to... So Narada Muni went to the Brahmanas and said, "Krishna has a headache." "Oh, we are very sorry," said the Brahmanas. "Yes, he needs medicine." "Yes, yes, what medicine can we prepare?" "Very simple, he wants the dust from the lotus feet of his devotees." "Oh," said the Brahman, "we are very sorry. We cannot give this dust. If we touch the deity in an impure state, there is so much aparas we get, so much offenses we make. But what if we give the most impure substance from the most impure place of our bodies, in the feet? We give that dust to Krishna's head, we will go 1,000,000 times to hell." "We are very sorry. The headache will go away after some time, most properly." So Narada Muni tried many brahmanas. The answer was always the same. Then Krishna smiled and said, "Now you go to the gopis." Narada Muni said to the gopis and said to him, "Krishna has a headache." "Oh, yes, a headache. Oh, how terrible. May this headache come on our head." "No, no. He says he wants medicine." "Yes. What? Can we supply?" "Yes, he wants dust from the feet of his devotee." "Oh, take it all, take it all." Narada Muni says, but what is about hellish planets and all of that? You will go to hell?" "Oh, well, no problem. We don't care. The main thing is the headache of our Lord goes away." I think you can understand that this is a superior type of devotion. These devotees are the dearest devotees to Lord Krishna. I think we can understand. Prabhupada was on such a level, he did not care about anything, he just wanted to preach and serve the Lord. And this we can learn. I have heard we have now opened our Sankirtan base in Bosnia Herzegovina. It will soon be fully established. And then we will preach from there and distribute the Bosnian Herzegovinian books. Herzegovina, thank you. We will distribute books, so this is very good. This is some nice spiritual strength will come. Sarajevo will sparkle with drops of ecstatic tears. And we also have to give them, Sarajevo people, a lot of bhajan and kirtan so that they get the brains to read it. And this our daksha, oops, yes, and will do some and plant some drops in the media. He's already doing some understanding of Krishna in the media. Wonderful. So now Lord Chaitanya, this was when Nityananda broke the danda. This path for Chaitanya has a different path, not the one of rules and regulations and spontaneous devotional service, but there are also other reasons. This is not the only one, and I cannot I have become very, and you think you understand it in a particular way, still the pastimes come out different with Vrindavan Das Thakur. So there are many hidden meanings in it. So then he went to Jaleshwara, and the devotees of Lord Shiva worshipped him as Lord Shiva. After a while, the Lord's associates arrived, headed by Mukunda. They also began to sing. Seeing his dear devotees, the Lord became more blissful and continued to dance surrounded by them. Who has the power to describe the symptom of prema visible on the body of Lord Chaitanya? Tears poured from his eyes like the flowing of Ganges. This abode of Shiva became glorious when the Lord of Vaikuntha personally danced there. After manifesting spiritual bliss for some time, the Lord became calm and sat down with his dear associates. He then embraced everyone with love. They thus became happy and fearless. Seeing Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord embraced him and said, "You were supposed to look after me so that I could protect my renounced order of life, but on the contrary, you want to make me mad. If you continue your mischief, it will be like killing me. Whatever you want me to do, I do. That's a fact, and I always tell this to everyone." Lord Gaurachandra told everyone to be extremely careful with Nityananda. "Nityananda is more dear than my very life. I boldly declare this. The love and devotion of anyone who commits offenses at the lotus feet of Nityananda will certainly be checked. There's no fault of mine in this regard. Anyone who maintains the slightest envy towards Nityananda, even if he is a devotee, he's not dear to me." Hearing his own praise, Nityananda Mahashaya felt shy and did not raise his head. All the devotees thus became joyful. Such is the pastime of the son of Sachi. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. One very small chapter which we will hear for the end. Lord Nityananda's darshan of Lord Jagannath. Sri Vishvambhara said, "All of you helped me as real friends since you brought me to see my beloved Lord Jagannath. Now please tell me if you should go first or I should go first to see Jagannath." It's only a small distance from the temple. Mukunda replied, "O Lord, you please go first." "Very good." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya departed. The Lord walked as swiftly as an intoxicated lion. He soon reached Jagannath Puri and entered the temple of Lord Jagannath. By the Lord's will, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was present in the temple taking darshan of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. When Gaurachandra, the life and soul of the universe, came to see them. As soon as the Lord saw Jagannath, he roared loudly and wanted to embrace him. At that moment the Lord fell unconscious on the ground out of ecstasy. Who can understand the inconceivable qualities of the Supreme Lord? Just by seeing Jagannath, who is not different from him, Lord Chaitanya fainted to the ground. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya personally attended to the Lord, but was unable to break his ecstatic trance. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya decided to take Lord Chaitanya home. Sarvabhauma said, "Brothers, servants, please pick up this jewel-like personality and bring him to my house." All the guards and servants assisting in the ceremony of Pandu Vijay picked up Lord Chaitanya and carried him out of the temple to Sarvabhauma's house. They blissfully carried the Lord while continually chanting the names of Hari. At the very same time, all the devotees who accompanied the Lord from Navadvip reached the main entrance to the temple complex, the Singhadwara, the Lion Gate. They were struck with wonder seeing the scene unfold. It appeared as if ants were carrying a particle of grain. Many people happily carried Lord Chaitanya to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Offering obeisances to Jagannath from the main entrance, all the devotees merrily followed the Lord or to Sarvabhauma's house. As soon as the Lord was inside, they locked the door. Seeing the devotees who had come with the Lord from Navadvip, Sarvabhauma was especially pleased. Loudly exchanging greetings with everyone, doubt about Lord Chaitanya was removed. He became very satisfied in his heart. Who can estimate the good fortune of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? He whose glories all the Vedas describe had personally come to the house of Sarvabhauma. Seeing Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvabhauma Mahashaya humbly took the dust from his lotus feet. Sarvabhauma gets the dust from Nityananda's feet. Sarvabhauma arranged to guide for them, and the devotees went to see Jagannath. The guide requested the devotees with folded hands, "Please remain peaceful while seeing Jagannath. Don't act like the previous Gosai." Gosai means Swami, the sannyasi. "I don't understand what kind of people you are. If you promise to remain peaceful, then only will I take you to Jagannath. What can I say?" The way he fell on the ground, no man could survive. "I request all of you to please see Jagannath with utmost care and restraint." Hearing his words, all the devotees began to laugh, saying, "Don't worry," they left to see Jagannath. They entered the temple and saw Jagannath, the origin of the first quadruple expansion, happily manifested in the midst of his devotees. Seeing Lord Jagannath, all the devotees began to cry. They offered obeisances to him, circumambulated him, and prayed to him. The most sober Nityananda, enraptured in love for Chaitanya, became terribly agitated on seeing Lord Jagannath. He was unable to remain steady. As soon as he saw Jagannath, he wanted to embrace him. The guards could not check him. Suddenly climbing onto the golden throne of Jagannath, Nityananda embraced the deity of Balaram. As he climbed on the throne, the guards tried to stop him, catching hold of his hand. Nityananda simply pushed them away. Nityananda took the garlands from Lord Jagannath and happily offered them to the devotees. Receiving Lord Jagannath's mercy in the form of the garlands, all the devotees were extremely pleased. They quickly returned to the house of Sarvabhauma. You must imagine, Lord Nityananda comes there, climbs on this high altar, takes all the garlands away from the deities, and happily embraces Lord Balaram.
wearing the garland of Balaram, Nityananda walked like the king of elephants. All the temple guards began to think, this mendicant is not an ordinary man. How can anyone survive after touching Balaram? We control even mad elephants.
You're shocked.
He's Lord Balaram, no problem. We control even mad elephants. What to speak of ordinary men? We tried to firmly catch hold of him, but instead he scattered us like straws. Considering this, the temple guards always showed respect to Nityananda whenever they saw him. In his childish way, Nityananda Swarup often embraced the Lord with loving affection. How can anyone survive if he is not a special person? There are many, many stories in a Puri about devotees who do a mistake in front of Lord Jagannath. A severe mistake. For instance, there is one ceremony that the old deities are buried in something which is like a graveyard in the temple complex. The old forms of the deities are buried there, and the new forms are installed. Now once there was one person who, or I should say, it is not allowed to watch this. It is very private. I think we can understand. So there was this one person who climbed on the tree and sat in the tree to look at it, this ceremony. Next morning he was found in the tree, but he was dead. He's left his body. And then there are some unfortunate stories of pujaris who have taken jewels from the treasury of the Lord. The Lord has his own treasury where real jewels, real golden hands, golden feet and so on are kept. So one time something was missing. I forgot exactly what. But this person who stole it was found later dead. So the question of the pandas or pujaris is very relevant. If he wouldn't be special after he had taken the garlands away, something would have happened to him. He must be special. And with great respect, they allowed Lord Nityananda to embrace Lord Balaram on the altar. He always came, he laughed, embraced. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya remained unconscious at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's still unconscious. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat at the feet of the Lord while the devotees surrounding the Lord chanted the names of Ram and Krishna. The qualities of Gaurachandra are inconceivable and unfathomable. Even after 9 hours, he had not regained consciousness. After a long time, Lord Chaitanya, the life and soul of the universe, came to normal consciousness. All the devotees chanted the name of Hari. Becoming composed, the Lord asked everyone, what happened to me today? What happened to me today? Lord Nityananda explained to the Lord, when you saw Lord Jagannath, you fell senseless to the ground. Luckily, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was present. He picked you up and brought you to his home. In ecstatic bliss, you remained in trance for 9 hours. Here is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offering you his respectful obeisances. The Lord hurriedly embraced Sarvabhauma. Lord Chaitanya said, Jagannath is very merciful. He kindly brought me to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I had grave doubts how I would even get your good association. Today Lord Krishna has easily fulfilled my desire. Saying this and looking at Sarvabhauma, the Lord began to smile. He continued,
Listen, today I saw Lord Jagannath directly. Seeing Jagannath, I intensely desired to embrace him. But as soon as I tried to embrace Jagannath, I lost my consciousness and was unaware of anything after that. Fortunately, Sarvabhauma was there, and I was protected from all danger. I vow that from today I will see Jagannath from a distance. I will never enter inside the temple room. Rather, I will see Jagannath by standing beside Garuda's Stambha column. By good fortune, I did not embrace Jagannath. Had I done this, it would have been a serious predicament. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't wish to embrace the deities. That would be dangerous. Nityananda Prabhu replied, "Today you've been saved. Now it's already quite late. Please go and take bath." Lord Chaitanya said, "Nityananda, you'll control me all the time. I surrender unto you." The Lord happily bathed and sat with the devotees with a smile on his face. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quickly brought various kinds of Mahaprasad and placed them before the Lord. Lord Chaitanya offered his obeisances to the Mahaprasad and began to honor it along with his devotees. This is a very nice that we hear this. Before he ate, he offered his obeisances to the Mahaprasad. Actually, this evening, it will be possible to give you some Jagannath Mahaprasad.
Yeah.
I have in my red bag. Unless someone has stolen it, which I don't think. Anyone who hears the ecstatic eating pastimes of Sri Gauranga at Neelachal obtains the association of Nityananda Prabhu without a doubt. By hearing Nityananda's visit to Neelachal described in Antya Kanda, one will float in the ocean of Krishna Prema. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of your lotus feet. Alright. I think we will finish this book, but not in Sarajevo. Do you have to come along with us to Dubrovnik? Then we can finish it together. Why not? Oh, I will come to Serbia and then we can finish it also in Serbia. We can finish it two times, in Dubrovnik and in Serbia. Yesterday I had heard another very nice pastime. The pastime was about it was a Ram Leela pastime, and I want to tell it because we have a great Ram Bhakta here. It is Pia Krishna Prabhu. After Mother Sita had been taken from Lord Rama, from Lord Ravan, from Ravan, not Lord Ravan, from Ravan, Ravana's son, Indrajit, who wanted to please his father, again kidnapped Sita. So Ram said, "Lakshman, you get Mother Sita." Lakshman said, "Well, I have a problem. I don't think I can do this. I would like to do it, but I cannot do it because I never looked into the eyes of Mother Sita. I do not know how her face looks. I always looked only on her feet because I'm a brahmachari." "Oh, really?" said Ramachandra. "We were all together in the forest. I mean, she is my wife, there's no problem." "No, I have kept this." And there's something else, my Lord. I was so much sorry that you had to go to the forest, that I fasted the whole, how many years? 12 years maybe? 14 years. I have fasted the whole 14 years. Honest, now said Ramachandra, this I cannot believe. Because from my own hand, I gave you every day an apple. And it was not an apple, a certain fruit. I forgot the name of that fruit. It was not an apple. No, said Ramachandra, this, I just cannot believe this. I'm very sorry. Please excuse me. I cannot believe this. Well, said Lakshman, it is true, because how could I eat when you were in the forest? I want to see if it is true. All right. When Lakshman brought the Lord to a place where they could see a huge mountain of these particular type of fruit, Ramachandra said, I am very sorry, I cannot believe you. I will count the fruits with your permission. And he counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a lot of days, 14 times 365. How is this? Who is a mathematician? Almost 5,000. When he had finished counting, four fruits were missing. I said, Ramachandra, you have eaten four fruits. No, said Lakshman. On 4 days, you were so agitated that you forgot to give me a fruit. The first was when you were sent into the Shumi by Dasarat. The Shumi means forest. Second day was when Ravan kidnapped Sita. You were so agitated. And then I'm sorry, I forgot, 2 more days. You forgot to give me a fruit. So these four fruits are the fruits which you forgot to give me on these 4 very, very intense days. Then Lord Ramachandra said, oh, you are such a wonderful devotee. You are the real hero of Ramayana. I am not the real hero. You are the real hero. You are so chaste, such a brahmachari. You have not looked into the face of another of Mother Sita, and you are such a loyal servant. You have not even eaten in my when I was in this situation in the Shumi, in the forest. Amazing, isn't it?